Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, if you need to send application information to us, you can fax that information. If you are calling to start a new application, press 1. Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Marilyn. May I ask whom I'm speaking with today?
Hi, Marilyn. This is Shira. I'm calling you with a mutual participant on the line, Patricia Jackson. We're just calling to see the status of our case.
All right. Could you spell your first name?
It's S-H-I-R-A.
And your last name?
Last name initial is W.
Phone number for you?
A good phone number would be 84, let me just see, a good number would be 267-551-7419.
And are you with the home care agency?
Yes.
And the name of the agency?
Family First Care, LLC.
And the applicant's name?
The applicant's name. Well, Patricia, you can answer the rest of the questions in regards to you. Yeah.
Patricia Jackson.
Okay. All right, Ms. Jackson. Mm-hmm. And we're checking status, is that correct?
Yes.
We're checking status. Okay. All right. To protect your privacy, I must verify that I'm speaking with the correct individual. I now need to obtain some personal information. Please note that we will not speak to anyone regarding these applications without written or verbal permission. May I have your date of birth, Ms. Jackson?
9/21/1950.
All right. Your account will come up shortly. Also, Pennsylvania residents who are 55 years of age or older may be eligible for the LIFE program as a community health choices alternative. The count will be up shortly for you. Uh-huh. Oh, your account just came up. Can I have you to verify your address?
3337 Township Line Road, Chester, PA, 19013.
Okay. All right, I just need to go into the county assistance database so that I can review your medical, and then I'll go into your application and get a status for you. I'll be with you, ladies, shortly.
Sure.
All right, I'm going into your application now. Uh-huh. All right, the application is showing it's closed because of failure to provide information to the county assistance office. Did you receive a letter from the Department of Human Services Income Maintenance requesting additional financial documents like bank statements, insurance policies, and anything like that?
Yes, I gave them all that.
All right, I'm going to the county assistance database so I can look and see if they've scanned that information in.
Yes.
I'm sorry, what's that county assistance database? What's the name of that database?
It's their database, the county assistance database for the county that, let me look and see what county you live in. It's their database. The machine will be up shortly. All right. I'm going to see if they sent that when they requested this account to be closed. I'm checking to see if they sent that letter so I know what I'm looking for. All right, 162. All right, let's see here.
What?
Just waiting on their letter to open up so I can see what I'm looking for.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Can you repeat that?
No, I said I'm just waiting on their letter to open up so I can see what I'm looking for.
Exactly.
All right, so I'm looking for Globe Life Insurance Policy Letter with current face and cash value, current Transamerica Life Insurance Policy Letter with face and cash value. Okay, so that's all I'm looking for, these insurance policies. All right.
Right.
Do you have that for
me? I sent it to them.
Okay.
All right, let me check. Here, going to the imaging. Here. Search. All right, shows it's there. They scanned that in on 10, 1 on 923, and 1 on 1015. Let me just open them up so I can make sure. Who is this one for? This is Globe Life. Okay. Let me open up the next one. Let me see the next one. All right, it must be another one. Let's see here. Policy. Who is this? Okay, this is David. Statement of insurance coverage. All right, so it's three insurance policies here that were scanned on 2 on 1015, 25, and 1 on 923, 25. While I'm in this database, I'm going to check for this COMPS application to make sure it has not expired. Okay, switch here. Oh, here. All right, so I'm going to have to set you up for a phone call to do that COMPS application over again because it's only good for 60 days. They have a date dated 10/1/25. Everything else is good for a whole year. So let me get this set up. Let me notate this information.
So
and then
Ms.
Jackson will get you set up.
Our form is fulfilled. Everything is done financially.
Okay, so you're not listed. Okay, they've made these changes for home care agencies. You can no longer be a full authorized representative. You can be information only. So I'm going to get, if you want to be listed as information only on here to get information about this account, I can get the permission from Ms. Jackson.
Ms. Jackson, do
you want
to
be listed?
I don't need to be listed just for the call today. Is it okay if I ask questions on your behalf?
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me notate this. Okay, well, let me just get this information down here so I can get this set up for this phone call. Then I'll get your answer your questions. So both of the all of the insurance policies are there. And then I think. Screen the date. Right. Mm-hmm. And MAW medical waiver. Copy. All right, I'm going to answer your question now. So far as what the all of the financial stuff for what I saw, though it asked for like two different insurance policies, and they're on there. They were scanned in already.
Right. Right.
Everything is submitted. So, I'm just waiting on that contest form, correct?
Well, that would be it. That would be the only thing I can see that they're waiting on is that. Is, you know, to do a new compass because everything else is there. And then I did see bank statements. I think they were scanned in sometime in December of last year because when I read the letter, it just requested those insurance policies, and they are scanned
right.
in. They were scanned in last year also.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let me get this set up here. I'll be with you, ladies, in just one second here.
Sure.
Okay, Ms. Jackson, what phone number will the enrollment case manager call you on to do this compass over the phone?
484-483-8495.
Okay. All right, let me come out of the county assistance database, get back into ours.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the schedule will be up shortly here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, schedule just came up. Let's see what they got available. I'm showing some availability on Monday, January the 26th. I see a 1:30 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
I see a 2:30 to 3. 2:30 to 3. 3:30 to 4. And 3:30 to 4. And a 4 to 4:30 available for next Monday.
Well,
what time frame would you like?
Next 2:30 to, did you say 2:30 to what?
Let me see. 2:30 to 3.
Yeah, that's
you take
fine.
That?
Yes.
Okay, 2:30 to 3. All right, let me get that's 126. Okay. All right, 120. Go back, 126. And we're looking at 2:30 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 2:30 to 3. All right, your 2:30 to 3 just populated onto this enrollment case manager schedule. I just need to add some information to the schedule, and then I'll give you all of the information that you'll need for the in-person assessment. Well, yeah, not
so,
in-person. Phone call. Phone
right.
call. I'm so used to saying in-person, doing the whole thing over.
Oh,
it just
okay.
comes out automatically. I'm sorry. It's phone call.
That's all right.
quick,
yes.
Yeah, quick little phone call. That's it.
Okay.
Okay. So.
What day is that scheduled for again?
January the 26th between the hours of 2:30 p.m. and 3 o'clock p.m. All right, Ms. Jackson, so everything is set up now in this enrollment case manager schedule. So our enrollment case manager is going to call your phone number, 484-483-8495 on Monday, January the 26th, between the hours of 2:30 p.m. and 3 o'clock p.m. And in order to serve the greatest number of people, we do not provide a specific time for your appointment, but a window of time. We will place the call within the block of time that has been scheduled. Before we end the call, I'd like to confirm that the enrollment case manager, her first name is Hillary, and her last name is Harry. This phone call is going to, the appointment is going to take approximately 30 minutes or less. Mm-hmm. And for verification purposes, when Ms. Harry calls, please make sure you have some form of identification available, such as a driver's license or other photo ID or Social Security number. Should you have a question and you need to cancel, reschedule, or if you have a phone number change, call us back at the number that you called today. Ladies, is there anything else I can assist you all with today? Or you have any further questions for me?
That would be all on my end.
That's it. Thank you.
All right. Would you like, you're quite welcome. Would you like to participate in a brief customer satisfaction survey?
I'm okay too.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Brokers. Have a wonderful day, ladies.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Patricia. Bye-bye.